We have been extremely patient.
BBC Caribbean
Report. A millionaire businessman in Haiti defends the president's inexperienced cabinet. The World Council of Churches 7th Assembly completely overshadowed by the Gulf War. Caribbean issues are forced off the agenda. And John Barnes keeps Liverpool guessing about his footballing future.
The only way I'm ever going to leave Liverpool is if I leave the country. So I think that would be a bigger wrench because I have now regardless of my home since I came from Jamaica. And it's going to be a bigger deal to leave the country.
BBC Caribbean Report. I'm Leslie Gold saying goodbye. From London.
Hello again, this is Pat Whitehall reporting. A United Nations human rights expert has warned that
the
new government of
BBC
Haiti
World
faces
Service.
A difficult time ahead. Mr. Philippe Texier, who has prepared a special report for the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva on human rights in Haiti, says the government's room for manoeuvre is small and that 1991 will continue to be fraught with peril. From Geneva, here's Christopher Powell.
There's no doubt, says Mr. Texier, that the new administration has expressed its firm intention to uphold human rights and to try to curb some of the violent abuses and corruption of the past. But he warns there's still a tremendous amount to do. A major difficulty will be in the level of violence in everyday life. In particular, the conflict between opponents of any form of democracy who are nostalgic for a dictatorship which permitted all manner of abuses and corruption, and the popular masses who are ready to use any means, including extreme violence, to uphold the victory they've been looking for so long. While a new era of hope has opened up for the vast majority of the Haitian people, Mr. Texier warns that the transition towards democracy will be a period of terrible fragility. The UN expert points out the enormity of the task, especially when set against the need to reactivate the economy and to rebuild practically all the institutions from scratch. And the report contains the implicit warning that there's a lot of ground between ratifying human rights instruments and conventions and getting local police officers to obey them. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Christopher Powell in Geneva.
One of the major backers of Haiti's president is Mr. Antoine Ismary, a millionaire businessman and outspoken critic of past regimes. It was Mr. Ismary, along with new Prime Minister René Préval, who persuaded Father Aristide to run for president. Mr. Ismary, owner of a department store and a large import-export business, says the main task of the new government is to root out corruption. And he says, despite the lack of political experience in the cabinet, Father Aristide has chosen the right people for the task.
The people that have been named are all militants and are capable of doing those changes that is crucial to the development of Haiti.
But why would the president want to exclude all political parties from the government? I mean, particularly leaders like Louis Desjoyeaux and Marc Bazin.
The question for me is that Marc Bazin and Louis Desjoyeaux are two people that were involved in the fight. Okay, you have to separate the idea of Louis Desjoyeaux, which has been consequent with himself during all the 5 years campaign that has started since 1986. But with Marc Bazin himself has been involved in any government that has been in their transitory government that we had about six of them, and he has always found a way to move himself in them. So as a Democrat, as a real fighter for democracy, I do not think that Marc Bazin is the right person. In that sense, I would say that myself, I don't trust Marc Bazin.
But if not Marc Bazin, what about Louis Desjoyeaux? After all, he has been involved in the overthrow of previous administrations. Why wasn't there a post for him in this present government?
I would believe that the question concerning Louis Desjoyeaux not getting involved into that new government, it's because at the last moment, it looks like Louis Desjoyeaux tried the old system way of, you know, having people claiming for him in the street. Well, the information that we had is that, you know, it was financing those movements so that they could claim and ask for him as a prime minister. And, you know, this wasn't pleasant to hear.
You said earlier that the ministers who have been appointed are the ones who can bring about change. Now, human rights has been an issue that is very close to the president's heart. Do you feel he has appointed the ministers because of their commitment to human rights? Is this a human rights government?
Well, I would believe that I would even say that President Aristide is going to respect the Constitution in all its understanding. And it will be a government of human rights, definitely. And he did mention that yesterday when he was installing all the new government.
But how do you think the international community, the Americans, for example, will view such a cabinet?
Concerning me, personally talking to you, I do not care about what the Americans think. Because here we have the imperialist system that has always been instituted by the Americans into Haiti. And now we are in the change for a real democracy. And the Americans never wanted what we call democracy, what we understand as democracy ourselves. The Americans